Hey everybody, VC again here. I appreciate everybody who supports me on this and listens to my normal everyday crap that I put on here. So thank you for that, whoever's listening. So I just had to come on here and say something about this today. I was at work. Actually, this is my last day as security for a well-known truck stop, like a bigger truck stop here in Joplin, Missouri. And I was on duty right now, and as I was earlier, but about an hour ago, maybe hour and a half ago now, this drunk guy comes in with his wife and kid. Oh my goodness. I was wandering over by the food court, just minding my own business, doing my job. All of a sudden, this guy pops up and he goes, "Bubbles! Bubbles!" And I'm like, I'm looking around and I'm like, I don't see no damn bubbles. What the hell? And he's pointing over towards me, so I look behind me. I'm like, I don't see nothing. I look back at him, he's like, "Bubbles!" And I'm like, "Are you talking to me, sir?" And he goes, "Yeah! You're Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys, right?" I'm like, no, sir. I would not be that person. I'm not even sure who that is. And, sorry about that. It's my security radio. Anyway, so this guy, he's all getting all excited because he thinks I'm this Bubbles guy. And he has me come over there and he's like, "Man, can I get your autograph? You're so freaking funny. I love you. You're my favorite guy on Trailer Park Boys. I'm such a big fan. I'm probably like your biggest fan ever. It's such a great thing for me to be able just to meet you. Oh my God. I could just die happy now because I've met you in person." And this guy continues and he's like, "Can I get your autograph?" And I'm just like, "Look, man, I tried to tell you before, I'm not who you think I am. I promise you." And he's like, "Nah, come on now. Listen, I know you don't want me to draw attention to you because you're famous and all, and I know you don't want everybody here bum rushing you and stuff. And so I'll keep my voice down. But man, just please, just don't pretend like you're not him. I know you're him." I'm sitting here thinking, I know I'm not. So I sit there and I'm like, all right. Okay, fine. I'm just going to go along with this. Because obviously this guy is high or intoxicated or something. I don't know. Yes, intoxicated is my word. I know it's intoxicated. Don't hate me. I changed it for funny reasons. Anyway, so this guy, he goes, "Can I get your autograph?" And I'm like, "I'm sorry, man. I really don't have anything to give you my autograph with." And they didn't have anything either. And there was a girl that works here too as a cashier. And she walks up to me and she's like, "Hey, what's going on?" I'm just like, "This guy thinks I'm Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys, apparently." She's like, "Oh my God, that's too funny." And I'm like, "Yeah." And she's just standing there and he's like, hey, "Can I at least get a picture with you?" And I'm like, "Okay, fine, sure, get a picture with me." And Miss Thing that works over in the cashier in that section, she's like, "Oh, I'll take a picture of you guys with my phone and I'll send it to you." Cause neither one of them, him or his wife, neither one had a phone. And or at least had it with them. Didn't have it with them. And so he's like, "Yeah, that would be great, man. Can you please And so she's like, yeah, sure. So he comes over, puts one arm around me, around behind my back, you know, over my shoulders. And we sat there and literally posed for the picture. I just smile, like this fake-ass smile. And Miss Cashier takes the picture. And he's like, oh, thanks, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, now I can die a happy man because I got a picture with Bubbles. He's like, you don't even know what it means to me. This is literally the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. You're the most famous person I've ever met. I'm just sitting there like, okay. All right. So I guess this is what it feels like to be famous. Okay, cool. So I just go along with it. You know, I'm pretty sure he's just joking at this point. So I'm just like, yeah, okay, fine. I go along with it. And he's like, can we get another picture just like with me shaking your hand? Just get one more picture of me shaking your hand, please. I'm like, okay, sure. So Miss Cashier takes another picture of us and we're shaking hands, and he gets his daughter. His daughter's like 6, 7, 8 years old, maybe. He gets his daughter over there, and he makes her get in the picture with us while we're shaking hands. I'm like, oh, poor little girl. Because she's scared of me. She don't know me. She's like hiding in her daddy's belly and stuff, and hiding her face in his belly. I mean, she's like, I don't know this guy. I don't want nothing to do with him. I'm like, yep, I don't blame you, kiddo. So, yeah, that was funny. And then Miss Cashier ended up actually getting the woman's number from her so she could send her those pictures. So, therefore, if you guys see any pictures of me with some random guy, about 6 foot tall, baldish, kind of a big guy, maybe 250 pounds or so, yeah, that would be me. And I actually uploaded the picture on my account here as of tonight. So you guys can look at my picture and see if you see the resemblance. Like, I literally had to look this guy up after I got off. I mean, after we got done with all that. And I was just laughing my head off. I like, wow, really? And so I had to look this guy up. I had no idea who he was talking about. And, you know, I can actually see a little bit of resemblance. Like, not an extreme amount, but, you know, we have kind of like almost the same glasses. Our face is about the same shape. We're both white guys. We're both blonde. You know, so I can see if somebody was drunk, they might misunderstand, or they might mistake me for, you know, this guy. I guess it's possible, but I mean, that guy's older than me, so I'm kind of a little bit offended. Because I don't look that old, for real. Like, you guys can make your own decisions. You can look at my profile picture in here and make up your own mind what you think. But that guy, I don't know, man. That was like the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me. And this being my last night as a security officer, at least I got to go out with a bang, you know? That was pretty cool. But I did find out later on that that guy was actually intoxicated. And I was wondering, because his wife was sitting there laughing her head off the whole time. So I don't know if she was like high or drunk too, and just laughing because she thought it was funny, or, you know, because she wasn't tired or drunk and actually thought it was funny. Because she got up and walked away eventually because he started getting her involved in it. And she's like, nope, I ain't having no part of this. So, yeah, that was pretty funny, too. But I did find out shortly after that happened, and I walked out of the store and went to do my rounds outside. And I came back, another cashier down at the other end She actually told me that they tried to have her to have a threesome with them. Because they came up to her cash register. And yeah, apparently they just asked her flat out to have a threesome with them. And that guy was so drunk because the cashier, she's 19 and she's a little, you know, cheeky. And got a little bit of an attitude sometimes. And she popped off and said, no, thank you, sir. I like dick. And he's like, oh, well, that's cool. We got three of those. I'm hoping that that meant that he had a dick and his wife had two toys. I am really hoping. If not, well, you know, hey, whatever, to each their own. So, yeah. Okay, so that's it for tonight, guys. I will catch you soon. Have a good one.